And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's no denying that the North Carolina General Assembly took some useful actions this spring, including passing a long-delayed bill to help people clean up stale criminal records and a bill to help assure a fair election this fall. On the whole, however, the session just now wrapping up is but the latest in a long string of failed efforts in which lawmakers repeatedly favored profits over people. The most obvious and egregious example involved the response to the health pandemic, where lawmakers repeatedly passed short-sighted legislation to reopen businesses prematurely, even as states like Texas and Florida were being forced to retreat from such actions. So it went all spring on a long list of topics, from the failure to expand Medicaid and improve the state's woebegone unemployment insurance system to an outrageous late-session giveaway the Senate bestowed on the predatory debt settlement industry that targets desperate consumers. The bottom line, if 2020 proves to be the swan song for the General Assembly's conservative Republican majorities, as some pundits and pollsters have forecast, it's clear they will have gone out in style. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.